The Rasha doesn't connect to the mitzvot. Rav Chalap says, when we tell the Rasha, if you were there, you wouldn't have made it out, we're telling him, recognize there's a difference. Back in Egypt, when a person pulled out and said, I don't see the value of being a part of the Jewish people, I don't see myself going into Israel, he would die. Those are the people that died in the 3 days of darkness. But ever since we left Egypt, you should know, that doesn't happen anymore. You're a part of us. Ilu haya sham, back then lo haya nigal. But what we're telling him is, you should know, now there's no pulling out. You're not there anymore. Your idea, the Rasha, to tell yourself, I'm not a part of this, there's no more pulling out. You're a part of this forever. And the idea is, now everyone's coming out with us. And you should know, you're going to do tshuva. It's just a question of when. You should know, in Egypt, there was the ability to pull out. Ever since then, there's no more ability to pull out. A female convert once called my wife and asked her to ask me. She said, ask your husband. I know the Torah is true. I know Hashem is true. But I see it so hard. Can I pull back out? She called my wife. She said, ask your husband. Is there a way out? I want to go back to the seven Noahites. She said, I know it's true. I'll be a good non-Jew. She said, really? Ask your husband, can I pull out? I felt bad. You know, the woman needs to be inspired. She's asking an honest question. There is no way out. Once you're in, you're in. That's it. That's the answer to the Ben Rasha. We're telling him, Ilu haya sham, back in Egypt. Then there was a way out. It was called the grave. Over here, you're in. And it's just a matter of time. You're coming back. And that's why we find the very strange thing in the Pesukim there. The Jewish people are told, you're going to have children who are Rishayim when you enter the land of Israel. The people all bowed. Rashi says, Al Bisurat Abanim. They just got word there's going to be a future generation. So they were very happy. So that Rashi always bothered me. If a person has a child who's wicked, are they really celebrating that child? A person gets told their son is going to be, what's the name, the president of North Korea? What? I don't know his name. Huh? Okay. Kim Jong-un. They're told they're going to have a son, Kim Jong-un. You know, they say like Eov said, let it be a miscarriage. You know, who wants to have such a child? So, the people don't say that. The people don't say that. Because the people are being told that they will have sons, and some of those sons will go off the derech, but they're going to come back. Part of the message of the son is, part of what we're telling the child is, back in Egypt, lo haya nigal. But here everyone's in. Now we're people, you're one of us, and there's no pulling out anymore. Now it's just a question of time. When are you coming back? We're waiting for you.